Hey friends, welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here today because this topic, it's one we don't talk about enough. Joy and trials. They don't seem like they go together, right? In fact, they can feel completely opposite. How can you feel joy when everything around you is falling apart? Or when your heart is heavy from grief, frustration, or fear? But James 1 tells us something bold and countercultural. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Let's be honest. That doesn't sound easy, and it's not. But that verse isn't asking us to deny the pain or pretend we're okay. It's pointing us towards something deeper. Something holy. It's about recognizing that God is at work in the hard things, doing something inside us that's eternal, even when it doesn't make sense yet. Joy isn't fake positivity. It's not slapping a smile on pain. It's something stronger, something steadier. It's the quiet confidence that says, even now, God is still good. Even here, I am still held. So if joy feels far away today, lean in. Let's talk about how it shows up, not after the storm, but in the middle of it. So take a deep breath and let's pray. Lord, you see how heavy some of these days have been. You know the trials I'm facing, the questions, the heartache, the pressure, and yet you invite me to find joy right here, not because things are easy, but because you are near. Help me recognize the small, sacred glimpses of joy in my day. Help me trust that even in this struggle, there is purpose. Grow in me a joy that's not based on outcomes, but on presence. Thank you for being my steady light, even when the path is hard. Amen. Today's verse is James 1, 2. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. That one's tough. Joy and trials don't usually feel like they belong in the same sentence. When life feels chaotic, when it's overwhelming or downright painful, joy can feel like something reserved for a later time. After the storm passes, after the healing comes, after the breakthrough arrives. But James 1:2 tells us to consider it all joy when we face trials. Not because the hard things are joyful, not joyful in themselves, but because of what God is doing in us through them. That doesn't mean slapping on a smile or pretending everything's fine. It's not about denying the pain or pushing past your feelings. Real joy doesn't ignore the struggle. It stands with you in it. It looks like trusting that God is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see how. It means believing that your trials have purpose, that they're refining you, strengthening your faith, and drawing you closer to the one who never leaves your side. Sometimes, the most powerful joy is quiet and steady, like a flicker of light in a dark room. It doesn't erase the shadows, but it reminds you that darkness doesn't win. So today, look for those glimmers of joy, even if they seem small. A kind word, a warm cup of coffee, a verse that just hits right, or a moment of stillness where you can breathe and remember, God's got you. Joy is a kingdom fruit that doesn't wait for perfect conditions to grow. It can spring up right in the middle of the mess. Keep your eyes open, friend. That joy is your strength, and it's rooted in a hope that never fails. God, help me to find joy even when life feels hard. Teach me to see your hand working in the midst of trials. When things get messy, remind me that you are good and you are with me. Help my heart to hold on to you, hope and joy that come from you. No matter what I'm facing, thank you for never leaving me alone in the chaos. In Jesus' name, amen. And what I want to leave you with today, what small things bring you joy, even on hard days? Write down three things you're thankful for right now, three of them, and spend a moment praising God for those blessings. Joy in trials. It sounds impossible, but it's actually a promise, a fruit of the Spirit, a sign that even in the hard, God is growing something deep in you. Maybe you're not dancing in the rain today, but if you're standing in the storm with your face toward heaven, that is joy, and that counts. So today, look for the small things, the flickers of light, the whispers of hope, the proof that God is still in this with you. Thanks for spending time with me today. I'm cheering you on, and more importantly, God's not done with your story. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.